Breaking news, I hope you're sitting down. Matthew Leibelsberger, the Tesla Cybertruck bomber, allegedly has connections not only with the New Jersey drone phenomena, but also the end of the world, aka mutually assured nuclear destruction. Like I said, I hope you are sitting down. This has been 100% confirmed, what I'm about to tell you. Whether or not we believe it is another story. And I can tell you right now what I'm about to tell you, I am highly suspicious of. In fact, I think it's a steaming hot pile of misinformation. However, in the misinformation, we get some of the truth. Now, Sam Shumate, who's an intelligence officer, apparently, I'm not sure what the extent of his service or his resume is, but he was a guest on the Sean Ryan podcast. Sean Ryan is a fellow YouTuber who has some pretty high-profile guests on his channel, many of which have been on this channel before. Up until this point, I've always viewed Sean Ryan as a very credible source for information and discourse. However, after all of the circumstance surrounding the release of this email that allegedly Matthew Leibelsberger sent to this Sam Shumate intelligence officer on the day of the Cybertruck self-detonation, which has now been confirmed by the authorities just a couple hours ago, that it was in fact Leibelsberger who was in the vehicle at the time. All of this starts to look incredibly suspicious. And I'm telling you guys, this is a wild one. Now, I want to first off say, before we get into this, I think this is a red herring. This story is going to dissipate like all the rest, but it does serve the specific function of crafting a narrative, of trying to discourage and discredit any valid inquiries into the New Jersey drone phenomena, as well as linking it with mental illness, as well as trying to minimize or poison the well of inquiry into war crimes. We'll get into all this in just a second. Now, here is why I think this Sam Shumate guy is a little bit suspicious, okay? This is what Sam Shumate claims. Now, he claims that he received this email from this guy on the day of the attack, right before the attack. He claims, and I quote, this is what he says on Twitter, "I knew taking this public would insert me into the Glowy Boy conspiracy cycle." Glowy is just somebody who is a plant, a misinformant put there by the intelligence community to inject false information into the discourse and send people on wild goose chases, okay? "Especially since I'm an intelligence officer." Yeah, I could see why we're suspicious. "I had no choice. Dude dumped it into my inbox." You know, you gotta throw in a dude just to sound like one of the bros. "When I saw his name in the news, I had little choice but to hand it over to the feds." I had no choice. I just had to give it to them on a silver platter. "I knew the FBI wouldn't release it, or at least not without an agenda attached. So I took it to Sean Ryan 762, because I'm an intelligence officer, and that's what responsible intelligence officers do, of course, because he has the platform to handle the magnitude of this information and will do so as objectively as possible. Not because we're trying to pump up the Sean Ryan podcast, because that's where that's one of our filters of truth that we want you to go to. Okay, and now here's what Sean Ryan had to say, and this is when I knew, yep, steaming pile of horseshit. "My family and I are disappearing for a few days. My account will be active, but it will not be me behind the wheel. We are about to release this mind-boggling information, and it will raise a lot of questions. So he's going to retreat and disappear from the machine." This guy is going to try to disappear from the panopticon. This guy, which is on the NSA's radar like you wouldn't believe, for some of the guests that he's had on the channel. The only way I'm disappearing is if I throw my phone away and run buck naked into the boreal forest, and Starlink will still probably be able to triangulate my ass because of all the shit I've been saying about Elon Musk. "All media requests must go to my producer." And then he follows it up with another tweet saying, "I'm exposing a lot for the interest of the public. It comes with a price. I'll take all the prayers I can get. Thank you." This is excellent marketing, by the way, if you ever wanted a lesson in marketing. I know it seems like I'm throwing a lot of shade, and I am. This is very disingenuous for these guys to play this kind of game, okay? Like, you know, as if this is not just going to be construed as the ramblings of a mentally ill person, what I'm about to tell you. Anyways, okay, so let's begin with the actual email, put on our critical thinking caps, we'll try to debunk it point by point. On December 31st, Sam received an email allegedly from Matthew Leibelsberger, who would be named as the perpetrator in the detonation of the Tesla Cybertruck at the Trump Tower the following day, Sean Ryan said on YouTube. Here is what the email said, and there's a lot of shorthand and OSINT, like officer, special ops, intelligence speak, military language that I'm not familiar with, acronyms I'm sure many of you probably are, so you can fill in the blanks or use Google. In case I do not make it to my decision point, or onto the Mexican border, I am sending this now. What is the decision point? What did he mean by decision point? Please do not release this until January 1st and keep my identity private until then. Okay, this is a guy, allegedly, you know, special operations training, I presume. I don't know his military background, but I think it was some sort of special ops stuff. I could be wrong about that. Regardless, he should know that anything he sends in an email is clearly going to be screened, especially if what he's saying is true in the next few paragraphs, okay? So this already doesn't make any sense. First off, don't worry. I'm not under duress or hostile influence or control. My first car was a 2006 Black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. So I don't know if this is like one of those password verification things or something to that effect, or if only a handful of people would have known that about him. But the fact that he says, don't worry, I'm not under arrest or hostile influence, that's a tell right there. That means that perhaps this guy actually was, and he's being used as a patsy. Now, while I don't agree with pretty much anything he's about to say here, I am leaning towards the whole MK Ultra mindfuckery thing with this one, for reasons that we're going to get into. And I'm typically not. I use that very sparingly. I'm not like Alex Jones calling every single thing a false flag. I can't stand when people do that. But this one has a lot of question marks around it. What we have been seeing with drones is the operational use of gravitic propulsion systems powered by aircraft, by most recently China in the East Coast, but throughout history, the U.S., so despite of the fact that we've had all these wars that we haven't won in Vietnam and all the things that have fallen apart in Iraq and the Houthis, okay, and all of that nonsense, we have all this anti-gravity tech, okay, which only us and the Chinese have for some reason. Only we in China have this capability. Our open location for this activity is in the box below. And then I believe he discloses the coordinates of course, Area 51, right? That's the coordinates. Groom Lake, Area 51, okay? What a surprise. Now, again, the idea that the Chinese, I mean, just this is all fantastical. And what they're trying to do here is they want to discredit everything that the guests that we've brought on who've talked and provided plausible, empirically sound explanations for what's going on the East Coast with the drone phenomena, in that these are likely looking for something, likely something with a radioactive signature. They want to completely discredit that line of reasoning altogether by associating it with somebody who apparently is in the grip of some sort of psychosis, right? Whether it's PTSD induced, schizophrenia induced, I'm presuming that a guy with schizophrenia isn't going fighting overseas, okay? So I'm presuming that this would be chalked up to his PTSD. And I say chalked up because we don't know if this is the guy who actually sent the message. If it was the guy in the Cybertruck, according to DNA records, that's been confirmed now, that actually sent these messages. This is what they want us to think he was on about. China has been launching them from the Atlantic for submarines for years. But, and like, just think of the coincidence of that, okay? The timing of it all. We need an explanation for the drone thing. Let's get people chasing aliens again, which is really what this is. Because then the next question is, Where did the government get this technology? And that wakes up the UFO crowd. And, you know, this is going to now fuel them for years and years. They're going to have fun with this nonsense, okay? China has been launching them from the Atlantic for submarines for years, blah, blah, bullshit. But this activity recently has picked up. As for now, it is just a show of force. And they're using it similar to how they would use the balloon for SIGINT and ISR. That's signals intelligence, and you guys know ISR, which are also part of an integrated comms system. There are dozens of these balloons in the air at any given time. Why would you need balloons if you had these anti-gravity tech? And I'm pretty sure that we would be able to detect more of these balloons if this was happening more frequently. So again, the idea that it's only the Chinese and the Americans that have this, not the Russians, not the French, not the English, all these people working on the Large Hadron Collider and nuclear fusion, that they don't know how this works, and it's only exclusively the Chinese and the Americans, and they're playing this covert spy game with one another behind the scenes. It's just silly, which doesn't take away from the fact that indeed there is a silent, covert, fifth generation warfare type thing going on, gray zone warfare that's happening with the world's superpowers. That's happening. Cyber attacks, espionage, all of that stuff is confirmed. And there's likely espionage as well. But it's not coming from the ocean using anti-gravity ships. Now, of course, anything is possible, but that doesn't mean it's probable, okay? And until there's more evidence to support what appears to just be the ramblings of a madman, then I'm not taking that to the bank. But hey, you do you, boo. Now, he goes on to say, let me just make sure I got my order right here. Yes. This is because the speed and stealth of these unmanned aircraft, they're the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They basically have an unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted to. It's checkmate. Well, it wouldn't be checkmate if we had the technology also. You know what I mean? So, you know, that doesn't check out either. This just seems like maybe somebody's messing with this guy, you know? Like, maybe if this is actually him writing this stuff, maybe he's being fucked with. And maybe killing a bunch of innocent civilians, I've never done that, so I wouldn't know what that does to a person. Maybe it just causes some dissociative break from reality, and you are just super impressionable after that point in time, and you can just be inculcated with all kinds of nutty ideas. That's a distinct possibility. USG needs to give the history of this, how we are employing it and weaponizing it, how China is employing them and what the way forward is. China is poised to attack anywhere on the East Coast. Again, this would be World War III, right? So it's just kind of insane. I've been followed for over a week now, so we have some delusions of persecution there, from likely Homeland Security or FBI, and they're looking to move on me and are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico. Okay, if this guy's sending emails, if he has his phone on, which he later says he does, there's no way that if they're following him, they would not try to interdict whatever he was about to do. And are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico, but won't because they know I'm armed and I have a massive IED. I've been trying to maintain a very visible profile and have kept my phone, and they're definitely digitally tracking me. If the FBI wanted to get somebody, they're not going to avoid somebody because they're armed. I mean, if it was as simple as that, then there you go, guys. There's a solution. If the biggest three-letter agencies are pursuing you, just be armed and they'll be too scared to come and get you. Okay, so again, it's silly, right? And for all we know, maybe this guy's getting spoofed or pranked or something, because the more I read this, the more it just seems like he couldn't have possibly thought people would believe this. And that he's been trying to maintain a very visible profile, so that would confirm that the guy knew where he was. Now, the only reason why I'm even talking about this is because I'm incredibly concerned about how impressionable people have become. I'm a very astute, critically minded person when it comes to assessing how credible information is that I've received, because I've been doing this long before YouTube. Okay, I've heard everything, I've been down every conspiracy rabbit hole, and I've learned my lessons along the way. And I can tell you that this looks like some sort of intelligence operation in and of itself. Now, I think that was that the end of the email? Oh, here we go. No, that was the end of the email. Oh, no, we got more. That's right, because he goes on to talk about the war crimes. I have knowledge of this program and also war crimes that were covered up during airstrikes in Nimruz, Afghanistan. Now, this is the part of the email that I think is quite possibly true, that they're trying to conflate with all this other mentally ill rambling in order to discredit it, because they know that perhaps this is going to come to light at some point, right? Oh, you mean those war crimes that were alleged by the crazy guy who lit himself on fire and thought that aliens were flying around New Jersey. Those war crimes, right? In 2019, these were covered up, airstrikes by the admin, DOD, DA, and CIA. I conducted targeting of these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of CIVSAS. I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, that killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. And I'm quite certain that that is something that stays with a guy, okay? And it probably makes you start to think crazy things like this. U.S. FORA continued strikes after spotting civilians on initial ISR. It was supposed to take 6 minutes and scramble all aircraft and CENTCOM. The U.N. basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. This sounds like the way, you know, if I'm listening to somebody frantically write this part seems legit to me. You know, there seems like some truth to just how this is written. The UN basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. I was part of the cover-up with US FORA. Like, and how could you, you know, after talking about anti-gravity weapon systems that could lead to world war, talking about war crimes after that, it just seems rather anticlimactic. Like, is it even worth mentioning after what you just talked about, considering the implications of that? So I don't know. It just seems weird that they would include this. And this is why this email seems so suspicious. I was part of that cover up with US FORA, an agent, blah, 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 which has been redacted. They removed that name. Sean Ryan podcast was requested to remove that. So I don't know if my abduction attempt is related to either. I worked with Jen Miller's 10 staff on this, as well as response to Bala Murgab, AOBS commander at the time, who can validate this. You need to elevate this to the media so we avoid a world war, because this is a mutually assured destruction situation. Like, I just don't understand, if any of this was true, why you would have to include both of these stories in this email if it was not to try to conflate them somehow. Anyways, that's pretty much the extent of the email, okay? And again, the only reason why I bring this to your attention is because a lot of people are going to be misled by this. And again, I stand by the fact that the most plausible hypothesis for the New Jersey drone phenomena is that they're looking for something, because it perfectly is in line with exactly what they're saying. The government isn't lying when they say that these aren't the government's drones. No, they're probably privately contracted drones. And they're not lying when they say it's not a foreign adversary. Of course, it's a private American corporation who has likely been contracted to fly these drones to search for whatever it is they're looking for. That is the only reasonable explanation. And it is the one that checks all of the boxes. And it's the one they don't want people talking about, okay? If anything, they talk about a medical device that goes missing or something. Isn't it convenient how That story just emerged at right around the same time. So they're going to do everything they can to throw us off the trail, right? So that is what I think and all this is. And I wanted to get it out there before it goes mega viral. It's probably already too late. And I don't know if I have the pull necessarily to do that. I think Sean Ryan is a marketing genius and he's playing this up for what it is. I don't think it is good for his credibility in the long term. I think you end up drifting into the waters of coast-to-coast AM type stuff when you start dabbling in this. But, you know, I mean, it's worth knowing about if only as a data point unto itself. So, no, I don't believe there's anti-gravity propulsion systems. I don't believe that the Chinese are flying these machines off the East Coast. If that's true, then hey, I guess you won't be able to say I told you so, because we'll have bigger problems. And I'll definitely be the first to say, yeah, I was wrong. Anyways, guys, remember the point of this channel is to encourage preparedness. That's the only reason why we look at information at all. That's the only reason why I talk about daily news events, because information is an item. And once you have all the preparedness gear that you're going to need in order to ride out whatever happens, the next best commodity is information. But I would encourage you to go to my homepage, and on the homepage, I try to highlight all of our what I call blue strip content. This is our higher production, educational, informational content that goes into the ins and outs of preparing for what we call the post-collapse environment. It talks about different things that you can do to get prepared, whether on a tiny budget or a big budget. Most of them are just educational. Some of it is concept-based. But go and watch that practical how-to information. Okay, it's not enough to just sit here and titillate our adrenal glands every single day, day after day. I know it's fun to pretend that we're some internet super sleuths and only we in the dark crevasse of our office at 3 a.m. are going to be able to crack the Illuminati code. But you're just wasting your time. You're spinning your wheels. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Trust me. Just trust me. I've been down them rabbit holes a long time ago. And I can tell you that everybody ends at prepping. All these people right now, we're talking about all this stuff, they're all just going to become preppers in the end, or they're secretly prepping. And if they're not, then they don't understand what they're truly talking about. On that note, enjoy the weekend, but I'll probably see you tomorrow. Thanks, bye.